Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Now Regis has got three balls. Regis in the ice. How many balls can Regis get old carry? He's got three balls and Shannon Sharp. You know, these athletes, they want to test Regis. They want to see how good he is.
Well, especially now that you have all the balls.
That's right. Shannon Sharp, who's a big guy, boom, let's go. Actually, it wasn't that hard, but I had my arms were full of balls. Anyway, I reached up. Four ball Regis, right there. Four. Thank you.
Are we still on the air? Well, that's impressive, and I'm glad that you had that experience last night.
Made me feel like a real man. Anyway, it was a lot of fun, and
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike, champion carpet bombers, Don and Mike.
Thank you, dude.
Fine.
Okay, it's a time for a little feature. Oops, turn that down. We don't want to hear that. Have that yet. The super special theme.
I didn't even hear it.
We believe that this guy could be an internet star of tomorrow today. Mm-hmm. Buzz, are you on the website right
I'm
now?
I'm there and ready.
Okay. Here's the setup before we talk to Kiernan.
Kieran Vogel.
Kieran?
Yes, it is. It's Kieran, unfortunately. Maybe they can vote to change that.
The password is self-esteem.
Now, this is a guy that lives in New Jersey. He's 35. He's a kazoo player. And he's got a website. And for the next, is it 6 months, Kevin?
Yes,
Kieran, I'm sorry.
No, you know what? I actually prefer Kevin. Yes, for the next 6 months, I'm going to be in here, absolutely.
He's going to allow people on the internet to make every decision for him, including what he's going to eat, who he sees, and what he watches on TV.
Wow.
And what I wear is, because this outfit I have on now certainly isn't my choice.
So, Kieran, this is going on right now?
This is happening. We're actually live, what do you call this, streaming? We're live streaming while I'm speaking to you.
All right, you're streaming. So did somebody approve this interview for you?
Has somebody approved of it?
Well, somebody that's on your website approved this interview. If you're letting everybody make their decision.
Oh yes, absolutely. Yes, they have approved of this. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure, but I can't verify this. But for all I know, they even took votes on whether I could do this or not.
Wow. Now, let me see. When we were finding out about you,
yes.
You have phobias. You're a world-class kazoo player, but you have no money.
You've never earned more than $5,000 in a year?
Yeah, you know what? You'd be surprised at the lack of gigs that a professional kazoo player can get. I mean, nothing of the lack of.
Did you mention the most important thing, Don?
What's that? About living with mommy.
Yeah, he lives with his parents.
Yeah,
absolutely. I do, and I can't really say I get along with them that great. You know, by the way, the kazoo thing, people actually pay me more money, like to get off the stage and not play.
Who's in the room with you, Kieran?
Right now in the room with me, I have Zach, and he's what is your official title? It changes by the day. Anyway, I have Zach with me. He's sort of like a
producer. Lover?
And assistant. What's that?
Lover?
No, absolutely not.
Like,
and even
son,
if it was, we wouldn't discuss it.
Son, what's going? Son, do you like girls?
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm absolutely terrified of them, but I love women.
You're not a virgin, are you?
No, I'm not. I've had a couple of experiences, but they've always been sort of I don't know, traumatic. You know. The crazy thing is when I see a beautiful woman, I'm really more interested in like, I don't know, cuddling, having her stroke my hair, having nice conversations.
It's so funny to watch this guy. You really have to, excuse me for a second there, Kieran. You have to go to Our Prisoner, O-U-R, prisoner, PRISONER.com,
right.
Because you're going to be able to see him sitting on the couch talking to us, and you can see him nervously tapping his foot.
Yeah, the foot is going a mile. Are you a nervous guy by nature, Kieran?
I guess so. I don't really know if I am. Yeah, I'm a tad nervous.
Now, how much do you want to get from people who, for instance, tell you, let's say I got together with my friends tonight, we want to say, have a double cheese pizza with anchovies on it, and we voted on that. How much do you expect to make over 6 months with people voting on every decision?
What would I expect to?
How much do you expect to make with people just voting on? Oh, and hold on, even more important.
Yeah.
Do you allow people to vote on, like, when you're going to go to the bathroom?
No, you know what? There are a couple things that are untainted that don't really involve voting.
Oh Jesus, Kieran! I just noticed you're a ponytail wearer, aren't you?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I have a long ponytail.
Yeah, I do,
and that's going to be removed, I think, on the show. They're going to vote that out. Biological functions aren't controlled at all by voting, and I see a psychologist a couple times a week, and that's going to be
shocker. So how do you get money out of this, Kieran?
How do I get money out? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question before. At the end of this, if I go the duration, if I make the 6 months, I'm going to be rewarded a prize package, which, you know, at the end of the day is worth about half a mil.
That's not bad.
Wow. Who's behind that? Who's putting up the money for you here?
The people putting up the money.
Goddamn, you're a nervous Nelly.
Yeah, no, he's behind us. You'll notice if you can see it closely.
There's a slight delay.
Yeah, there is, but still you're nervous.
We just watched the question about the ponytail.
You just caught up with the ponytail situation. Yep. Yeah. I should move twice as fast, and then that would probably. I don't know.
But who's putting up the thing?
The parent company is BigString.com recallable email, and they're the one that's putting up the money for it. And that's they do recallable email, which is really one of the things that led to the birth of this show.
So, Kieran, one of the first things you can't leave your house, correct, for the next 6 months if you do this thing?
I cannot leave my house. A matter of fact, I'm getting so used to being here that I almost just walked out the door like about a half hour ago. So I put little signs up on the doors reminding me, don't walk outdoor.
What if I wanted to make sure that tonight you watched the George Lopez show, which might be on your viewing schedule anyway? How many friends would it take to influence you? How many votes would you have to get saying, watch George Lopez, for you to actually do it? How does a command go from being a request to being a command?
Yeah, well, catch a piece of this. Here's what they do. They actually have categories. So let's say there's like 7 or 8 choices. I don't know. I'm not able to view the site myself. But there's actually categories that people can vote from. I think there's an online suggestion box where people can, you know, if they have an idea for a vote, they can put it up, and that can possibly happen. But as far as
what... How does the information... I don't mean to interrupt you, Kieran. How does the information get to you? How do you receive your marching orders on this website? Take us through that.
I receive my marching orders from various staff members, various people on the show. Darren Myman, who is the CEO of the company, is sort of the resident warden. So he usually comes in, or it seems like that's the pattern they're going to establish here. He's going to come in, I think, with my daily schedule, and that's going to have all the things on it that have been voted and what I have to do, what I have to wear. He's going to give me a list of what I have to eat for lunch, if I'm preparing it, if someone else is preparing it, who's going to come over to visit, who can't.
You got to get involved in this. Yeah.
Yeah. I get my marching orders from him. He's basically the warden.
The guy who's sitting to your right.
Yes, Zach. Good friend.
Zach, good friend.
Yes.
Does he get laid a lot?
You know what? I personally don't understand it, but I respect it. The man is absolutely unbelievably incredible with women. He seems to have a magnetism, something that's eluded me, and he seems to enjoy the company of some just mind-blowingly beautiful women.
Kieran, are you hoping to get any dates out of this? And if someone wanted to see you with a woman, obviously this is not a sex site, but if somebody wanted to, like, have you go on a date, could that be arranged through this website?
Oh, absolutely. There are women that can apply to come on the show and date me through the website.
Come on the show.
What if we wanted?
But I can't imagine a woman wanting to date me. I would be amazed if a woman wanted to. What?
What if we sent you a PG-13 rated striptease show, something that you could put on the web that would have no effect. I mean, you wouldn't, you know, no nip slip. But
like a dancer who wanted to give you a lap dance, like with a bikini on.
I personally don't think I would survive such an ordeal.
But it could happen.
For me to talk to a woman who's fully clothed, but one who's gyrating and being sexy and that inviting, I really think I would probably, they would need to get oxygen in here. But to answer your question more directly, if you did that, I think that person would probably be very politely stopped at the door, and then there would be a discussion as to whether or not they would let her in. They'd probably put it up. They have things called instant votes, which are things that happen on the spur of the moment, and the internet can instantly vote whether something can happen.
Could you, listen.
So we don't ruin spontaneity.
I know we're all over the place. Can you play your kazoo for us?
No, I'd be happy to.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Hey, would you mind if I'll play a little St. James Infirmary Blues?
That would be delightful. And okay. Buzz has informed us that there is a 44-second delay between what we hear Kieran say and the video that we're looking at. So, you know, we're going to see him play the kazoo.
We'll have to wait 45 seconds
to see it. Yeah, but we can hear it right away.
And, okay, well, you'll enjoy it until the sound catches up with you. Okay, here we go. Uh-huh.
Hard to believe this guy's living with his parents.
Very nice.
And living on a website.
Yeah, I kind of give you a bluesy version of it.
Hold on. You know what? Right now, the delay is catching up.
Uh-huh. We're
right
just now, watching you play it now.
Right now, we're watching your friend hold the telephone. Hold on. Or he looks like he wants to hold the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. They got the sound first, so now they're getting the good part. The sound already hit you.
The good news is that for the Don and Mike listener, there's only a 14-second delay.
That's right.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Those are our computers here, right?
Right.
So is he playing it yet, or did the screen freeze?
Actually, if the viewers are if they send $10, there'll be no delay for them.
That's worth it.
Okay. You see what's happening, Buzz? Is that it's freezing up now?
Right,
at least on your computer,
a little, right.
We're getting a lot of hits there.
Man, he's funky when he plays that thing, though. Kieran, you love the kazoo, I guess.
I absolutely do, and I think that I think in the hands of a child, it's a toy, but in the hands of a musician or someone who has great musical skill, and
sure.
I do my own kazoo, it becomes an instrument.
You are one in a million, Kieran. I think we like you.
Who is the celebrity you'd most like to have sex with?
That I'd most like, you know what? If I could establish some type of relationship with the celebrity so that I knew that there actually was some emotional investment in from their part,
yes.
I know this is going to sound absolutely crazy, but there's two. I would have to say Lori Holden. Probably no one even knows who I'm talking about.
No,
she's like blonde woman on X-Files.
Oh.
And the other one would be Barbara Rosine, who's a great old time jazz singer. She's like a blonde.
She's out there.
I know.
Hey,
the blondes.
Kieran,
Jesse Jane.
When it comes to like daytime nighttime, do you have like a morning outfit, a nighttime outfit? Do people actually tell you what time you can go to bed?
People not only tell me what time I can go to bed, but they tell me what I have to wear to bed, and they tell me what time I have to wake up in the morning and how I'm going to be woken up. I used to just stick the cell phone under my pillow, and it would vibrate the pillow, and that woke me up. But my cell phone, my wallet, my keys, anything that identified me as an individual were confiscated before I was imprisoned. So
what's the earliest?
They're going to choose alarms and different ways to wake me up.
What's the earliest you've had to get up while you've been doing this?
Well, you know what? This is actually my first day.
Oh, good. We got you on the first day.
I had to be up for a TV crew today, so I woke up today at 4:30.
Wow.
I'm hoping that they don't have me get up much earlier.
It's going to be tough for him when the newness wears off a little bit, after a couple of weeks, and then you get into the full six months.
Oh, the newness. I'm sorry, I thought you said the nudeness.
No, the newness. I guess there won't be any nudity on the website.
What are the odds, not that I'm thinking about nudity in this regard, but what are the odds of getting your mom on the show? Would you put
I think my mother is coming down on Saturday. No connection whatsoever.
Coming down what, from upstairs?
No. My mother, I don't know if that's down or up or sideways, but my folks who live in Pennsylvania right now are going to be visiting this Saturday, and I'm going to be having dinner with them, and people are going to get a chance to watch me argue
Well, wait a minute.
With my parents.
I thought you lived with your parents.
No, I live with my parents, but because I've moved here now into this house, which has been procured especially for the show,
this is
the first time I've actually moved out of their home.
This is seriously the first time you have ever lived on your own, and it's on the internet?
This is the first time I've lived on my own. It's on the internet.
35 years old.
So. Yeah, it's kind of strange, actually. So
how about that intercourse? You can't beat intercourse, can you?
I don't even remember what it's like. The most I enjoy is like verbal intercourse.
When was the last time you got some there, Kieran?
I would have to say, I guess it was about it was about 2 years ago, I guess.
Oh, dear.
And it was with someone who I guess turned out to be schizophrenic, and it was only once because for some reason the second time around I couldn't perform, and I'm not talking about my kazoo. So.
Yeah. You know what? I like the fact that you're answering all the questions, Kieran. I really do.
Well, I think that perhaps over the next 6 months we can chronicle your breakdown together if you don't mind.
I think we really have to keep track of you, Kieran. Would that be all right?
Oh, I'd love for someone to hold my hand while I slowly fall apart. That would be great.
That's great.
I guarantee you're going to get a lot of hits. Well, I'll put your link on our website. It's www.ourprisoner.com. So watch Kieran and watch his friend and watch the therapist and watch his mom and
especially watch the therapist. Yes.
Yeah, you're a very nice guy, Kieran. You're a little uptight, but you're a nice guy, and I think you're going to make it. Well, it sounds like you're going to pay off at the end of this thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm hoping to emerge like, you know, a new improved Kieran.
So if we were to attempt to send you a tasteful exotic dancer, that would be okay with you? You think?
I you know what? It's really not. I appreciate it and I do welcome it. I'm not sure I would actually survive the experience.
Well, that doesn't, Kieran, because you're a prisoner, it really depends on the people that are going to be on the website.
Probably what they would do is they would see her and most likely they would put it to the internet as what they call a quick vote.
Yeah,
and
that's
they'd say,
fine.
Should we let her into the house?
We're going to send her along to you. We're going to send one to you.
They'd let her in. Trust me, he
wants her. Mm-hmm.
Well,
he does.
Well, you know, if you're going to do that, you know, my preference is blonde, but you know.
Right. Attaboy, Kieran.
All right,
gosh. Okay. Well.
All right. Hold on a second. We'll set something up with you. Maybe for one day next week, we can arrange to have one of our girls down there.
Good luck.
Dear Lord, I better get Zach because he handles all the scheduling. I'm no good with that.
Yeah, put Zach on the phone.
Get one of
fine.
Our show whores down there.
Do you seriously want me to put him on? Are you like completely serious?
No, we are being totally serious. We will send you a woman, Kieran.
Zachariah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
You can talk to our producer, Robbie, okay? Good talking
thank
to you.
Thank you, Kieran.
We're serious as cancer. We'll talk to you hopefully maybe next week. Maybe next Wednesday we can talk to you and get a girl there for you.
The sooner, the better. But like I said, I may have a heart attack. I don't know.
No, all right. There.
Hold on for Robbie, please. Hold on.
I believe he's legit.
Oh,
I really do.
Yeah.
You should probably call Richard, the limo driver in New York. Or somebody.
Yeah. Get a car up there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call somebody up there.
Where, you know, get some. Where is this house? Is it in New York City?
It's in Red Bank, New Jersey.
It's in Red Bank, New Jersey?
Yes.
Yeah, we can go through the channels, get a local hoe.
Yeah. Just send
her
up.
Sure, they got hoes in Red Bank.
Send her up next Wednesday during the show. Watch her give him the PG-13 treat.
Absolutely. And you know that if people log on to the website, they're going to give the okay for this.
Sure. Watch him burst his buttonfly jeans.
Zachariah!
What a super nerd he is.
I love the guy. I think he's going to be fantastic. I think he's going to make it, too.
Well, somebody talk to him, for God's sakes. What are you doing?
Well, I can't talk to him right now because we've got to.
Well, now you're being rude. You're being rude.
He said he'd be delighted to hang on a second. We've got a break anyway.
Well, just pick up the phone and start talking. I would feel better if you would do that. I mean, rather than just do your goddamn compulsive cleaning. Yeah, we're back to that again.
He's tidying up too much?
You know, we're the first guys in on this.
Right.
The first guys in on this.
We got to latch onto this
one. We got him on the line. Mm-hmm. I say, hold on a second, please talk to Rob. And rather than pick up the phone and talk to him, he's over here doing this.
Let me see. That goes there. No, that goes there.
Definitely there.
Goes there.
Will we be able to link him?
Yep.
Okay, good. Good.
Do our very best.
All right.
All right. How's it going there, Rob?
He's giving you an okay sign?
Thumbs up.
Everything's fine.
Thumbs up.
Please don't hit on me.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.